I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Sunday Italians are voting in elections that some analysts say could seriously impact the current makeup of their government. More from Reuters' Matthew Laratonda.
Pollsters Reuters spoke with say there's a good chance that the far-right party known as the League could overtake the center-right Forza Italia of former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. The two are part of an alliance of right-leaning groups and are expected to emerge as the largest faction when the dust settles. But they've also agreed that the party amongst them that picks up the most seats in Parliament will also pick the next Prime Minister. And that's not their only concern. On Thursday, officials from the alliance were caught on open microphones fretting over the advances of the anti-establishment Five Star movement. Five Star last polled in the high 20s, but pollsters tell us they could well jump above 30%. That's still not high enough to rule on their own, but it is enough to provide a major headache for the right-wing groups as they try to form a new administration.
A threat from U.S. President Donald Trump now saying he will impose taxes on European cars if there is retaliation against his plan to place tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The president remains focused on this particular aspect of his America First agenda.
We're going to build our steel industry back, and we're going to build our aluminum industry back.
Currently, the U.S. imposes a 2.5% tariff on European-built cars, and Europe imposes a 10% tariff on U.S.-built cars. Earlier this week, he announced his plans for 25% steel and 10% aluminum import tariffs. China added its voice to a growing chorus of concerns about the rising threat of a trade war. A top Chinese diplomat said that while Beijing does not want a trade war with Washington, it will defend its interest if necessary. This is VOA News. Syria's state-run media and human rights activists said government troops and allied militias have captured a number of villages and towns in rebel-held eastern Ghouta near the capital, Damascus, in the largest advance since a wide-scale offensive began last month. Syria's central military media said the government forces captured at least six villages and towns along the eastern periphery of the enclave. Rebel groups launched a counter-offensive Sunday, sending fighters behind government lines in a series of attacks. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is planning to send a high-level special delegation to North Korea Monday to discuss ways in which relations can be improved and to ease tension on the peninsula. The 10-member delegation will be headed by Soo Hoon, the head of the National Intelligence Service. After the two-day visit to North Korea, the South Korean special envoys will travel to the United States to brief American officials on their discussions with Pyongyang. In sending his envoys to Pyongyang, Moon is seeking to reciprocate Kim Jong-un's decision to send a senior delegation, including his sister, to last month's Winter Olympics. Young immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally have again appealed to officials to extend a program that allows them to stay in the country. Two U.S. federal judges have temporarily blocked White House plans to end the program known as DACA. That's some relief to the roughly 800,000 DACA recipients, but most said it has left them in limbo. Ilse Bu is a DACA recipient from Honduras.
And then me leaving this country, going back to Honduras, and then closing the doors of not being able to come back here, I think of the struggle, the sacrifice my parents and my grandparents made just to bring me here, that would just be automatically thrown into the trash.
The Obama-era initiative DACA gave young illegal immigrants the right to stay temporarily in the U.S. and the right to work. The Trump administration has called on lawmakers to significantly reform the U.S. immigration system. Nearly 2 million households and businesses remained without power on the U.S. East Coast this weekend after a heavy storm system brought rain, snow, and hurricane-force winds to states from Maine, where the governor declared a state of emergency, all the way to North Carolina and the southern states. Hollywood crowns its best and worst this weekend. On Saturday, the Golden Raspberry Awards, also known as the Razzies, were awarded to the worst movies, while another more serious feat recognized achievement in independent film on Sunday. The 90th Annual Academy Awards, also known as the Oscars, will be hosted by comedian and talk show host Jimmy Kimmel. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.